Task 2. A funny thing happened to me.
A funny thing happened to me last Friday. I'd gone to London to do some shopping. I wanted to get some Christmas presents, and I needed to find some books for my course at college. You see, I'm a student. I caught an early train to London, so by early afternoon I'd bought everything that I wanted. Anyway, I'm not very fond of London, all the noise and traffic, and I'd made some arrangements for that evening. So I took a taxi to Waterloo Station. I can't really afford taxis, but I wanted to get the 3:30 train. Unfortunately, the taxi got stuck in a traffic jam, and by the time I got to Waterloo, the train had just gone. I had to wait an hour for the next one. I bought an evening newspaper, The Standard, and wandered over to the station buffet. At that time of day, it's nearly empty, so I bought a coffee and a packet of biscuits, chocolate biscuits. I'm very fond of chocolate biscuits. There were plenty of empty tables, and I found one near the window. I sat down and began doing the crossword. I always enjoy doing crossword puzzles. After a couple of minutes, a man sat down opposite me. There was nothing special about him, except that he was very tall. In fact, he looked like a typical city businessman. You know, dark suit and briefcase. I didn't say anything, and I carried on with my crossword. Suddenly, he reached across the table, opened my packet of biscuits, took one, dipped it into his coffee, and popped it into his mouth. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was too shocked to say anything. Anyway, I didn't want to make a fuss, so I decided to ignore it. I always avoid trouble if I can. I just took a biscuit myself and went back to my crossword. When the man took a second biscuit, I didn't look up and I didn't make a sound. I pretended to be very interested in the puzzle. After a couple of minutes, I casually put out my hand, took the last biscuit, and glanced at the man. He was staring at me furiously. I nervously put the biscuit in my mouth and decided to leave. I was ready to get up and go when the man suddenly pushed back his chair, stood up, and hurried out of the buffet. I felt very relieved and decided to wait 2 or 3 minutes before going myself. I finished my coffee, folded my newspaper, and stood up. And there, on the table where my newspaper had been, was my packet of biscuits.